The other end of the portal lets out into space. I had her attach it to a probe we shot up a few months ago just in case.
How small is small? Kit said.
About the size of their vault as it was listed in the blueprints. Anything we can't steal or take with us is going to be put into space. Hell, even if we take everything, I still want to detonate it in there to remove all the evidence, Felix said. I don't want to just hurt them. I want to break them.
Speaking of what we can't take, Felicity said, looking as if she'd regained her composure. How are we going to get all our ill-gained loot back?
We're going to take a portal with us. A small one. It's the same thing the Fist uses.
The Fist?
Felicity asked. And can easily act as a taxi for stuff we toss through. We won't be able to use it ourselves, but it'll be perfect for things no bigger than a dinner plate. Straight into our own receiving facility in Old Legion City. Felicity was looking to Miu, who seemed to be explaining the Fist. After that, our contractors are going to slip into their system while it's isolated, download everything, and wipe everything we talked about previously, Felix said. On top of that, we still have that hack in the Heroes organization. We're gonna put some stuff into their own servers that will make sure they don't get the right information from the bank for a while.
It would seem you've planned all this out, Felicity said, looking at him.
Of course. What guy hasn't thought about robbing his workplace or a bank at some point? Felix said. I just get to actually do it.
Felicity shook her head as a smile creeped over her face.
You're far more interesting than you ever let on. And I think I'd like to see this Fist you mentioned. From what was described, it seems impressive, Felicity said.
Sure. Can't use it since Faith Magic just shorts it, and actually, that's not right. We can have the Dryads cook something up, can't we? Felix said, looking off to the side and thinking on it. I forgot about it. I just wrote it all off as a loss. We need to see what they can do to the new Wardens and the Fist. Vince, my brother, I owe you more than I thought I did.
Chapter 10. Payday.
Seems too coincidental, Felicity said, fidgeting in her seat. Almost like it's a trap.
What, my power coming back? I suppose. If it hadn't come from the source it did, I'd probably suspect a trap too, Felix admitted.
Leaning back in the bench seat, he grimaced. His body armor was digging into his sides again, forcing him to shift around until it got comfortable. Miu took the opportunity to push herself up to his side, practically wedging him into the wall. A lack of space tended to happen when you crammed 20-some-odd people into an RV. It was a large RV, but it was still rather full with all these people in full gear. These 20 people were everyone going on the bank heist. Neutralizer was already wearing his mask of Prime Minister Heather. In fact, in a stroke of pettiness, Felix had made sure they were all going to wear masks of the Prime Minister. Massive, wart-like mole on her chin included and over-exaggerated. Sitting calmly on the ground in the middle of everyone, he seemed perfectly at ease.
Report, branch manager has called to complain for the 7th time today that their internet continues to go up and down. She's demanding we send a technician out immediately, said an Andrea over the A-net.
Felix turned his wrist over and looked to his watch. The first delegates for the summit should be arriving in an hour. That meant all the streets would be shut down in about 30 minutes for a few miles in every direction. There'd be no traffic flow at all, effectively locking down all businesses nearby as well, including the bank. The manager had decided to lock the doors up and go on an extended lunch for his people since there shouldn't be customers anyway, which suited Felix's needs perfectly.
Go ahead and tell them we'll send someone out, and they should be there in about 20 minutes. Let me know when they get on site and start disabling everything to perform maintenance, Felix said.
Received. Power cut is ready to go once everything kicks off. The signals going out for their silent alarms and security triggers should be disabled as well once the tech hooks in.
Andrea sounded prim and proper over the A-net, as she always did. Far different than the exuberant young woman who had done cartwheels across an empty warehouse. Now it was just a waiting game for the tech to arrive. Closing his eyes, Felix felt pretty good today. This morning, he'd emptied their gold set aside for bringing people back. A large number of legionnaires were back on their feet and amongst the living once more. Yet there were still more to get to, and they would need quite a bit more gold due to the condition they were brought back in, or simply the fact that most of their bodies weren't brought back at all. There were many people who had been carried back as fingers or toes through their comrades after finishing them off. An insurance policy of everyone leaving fingers behind in a morgue-like vault was still in place, but it wasn't a quick process to retrieve them. Legionnaires simply cut a finger off now and brought it back if they couldn't bring a body. Bodies were often lost to circumstances that couldn't be dealt with. Usually battle priests caused those losses. Felix closed his eyes and let his thoughts float away.
"Technician is on site,"
Andrea said, her voice jarring him awake. Opening his eyes, Felix found his head propped up on Miu's shoulder. She looked like she was experiencing pain and pleasure at the same time, her eyes wide and staring at him.
"I was good,"
Miu said, her hands locked together in her lap.
"Very good. I listened to Felicity."
"She was good," Felicity chimed in, "and did listen. She kept her hands to herself and merely enjoyed your presence. Now I assume that's our cue to act?"
Sitting up straight, Felix cleared his throat and nodded. Everyone in the RV looked his way, waiting for the order.
"Everyone get to your positions," Felix said, fighting down a yawn. "Flip your weapons to active and be ready. Remember, electro rifles first, ballistics second."
Getting to his feet, Felix picked up the small battle rifle that had been resting between his knees. It looked a lot like a ballistic rifle, but the real difference was in what it shot out. He didn't understand the mechanics of it. Didn't want to, either. It was a custom job Felicia had put together several years ago. She'd made around 50 of them, but they'd found no purpose at the time. Faith magic more or less negated their use entirely. So they'd been shelved indefinitely, right up till Felix had gotten the idea to have the dryads bless them with their own faith. Looking to the handle, he moved the selector to Coma, so helpfully named by Felicia, and slung the strap over his shoulder. Neutralizer was standing near the front of the RV now, one hand held up in front of him. A small portal was forming, still no bigger than a coin. Stopping it right there, Neutralizer leaned down and peered through it. He held up a hand above his head, asking for silence and that the exit was clear. As one, everyone pulled their oversized masks down over their bulletproof face masks and helmets. Standing up, Neutralizer started in on the portal again. When it was big enough to walk through, he stopped and made a small motion with his hand. Stepping to one side, he pulled his weapon up in front of him. He'd be staying here to maintain and control the exit. A group of six moved up to take his place in front of the portal. Two dryads, two fixers, and two minders. More than enough to sweep through a bank lobby and subdue everyone inside. Behind them, everyone else stood in order of entry, stock still, waiting. They couldn't move until they got the go-ahead from Andrea that the tech had severed the remaining lines, linking the bank to the outside world.
"Lines are cut. Point of no return reached,"
Andrea said.
"Go,"
Felix whispered. The six at the front of the portal leapt forward. The sound of a door being flung open accompanied them vanishing through the portal. Everyone in line rushed out after them. They were there to help sweep up the people in the lobby and bring everyone into the offices deeper inside the building. An overly large man who seemed ill-fit for this job was the last in line. He was a recent addition to Legion, hired a week previously with the promise of bringing his family with him. Given his power, Felix still felt it was a cheap deal. Finally, even the heavyset man known as Circuit Breaker had passed through the portal. Neutralizer was standing on the edge of the portal, peering through it, his rifle propped up against his shoulder.
"Good to go, boss,"
he said. Miu stepped in front of Felix and led him and Felicity through the portal. His people were posted up in the corners, guns drawn and watching. Circuit Breaker stood in the middle of the lobby, looking out of place. Turning to face Felix, he nodded his masked head at him.
"Everything's popped. It'll take them days to replace whatever I didn't want gone," he said. "All the data on the computers is safe and secure, though. I'll start rounding that up."
Felix nodded at the man, his eyes sliding around the interior of the bank. The doors were locked by the bank staff, the windows shuttered, and from the outside, It would look exactly as one would expect. A closed bank due to the ongoing circus of politics not far away at the expo. Two of the bank robbers filed in next to me without a word. Felix imagined they were part of his bodyguard detail and were now reporting in.
"This is Camper Actual. Scrooge is secured and all information taken," said a voice over the localized A-net. "Waiting for next phase."
They found the bank manager quickly enough and even got everything out of him.
Fun.
"All teams check in," Felix said.
"Central Actual," Andrea said. "Everything is green."
"Flashbang phase confirmed, ready," said the breach team of six who would remain in the lobby.
"Exit Actual, ready and in standby," said Neutralizer.
"Camper Actual, assets are secured, moving to secure ground level vault, waiting for next phase for split,"
said the team who had rounded up the staff and would be playing babysitter in the offices.
"Prybar Actual, ready and waiting at jump off point one,"
said the squad of dryads, powers, and security personnel whose job it would be to take down the two supers in front of the elevator.
"EMP Actual," said Circuit Breaker, trundling over to a computer. "Everything is toast. Collecting intel."
"Chair Actual,"
Mew said, her head turning to Felix.
"Ass is secure and ready."
No one laughed, but he could feel that everyone mentally had their own chuckle at his designation. I wonder whose bright idea that was. Whatever. Keeping them loose to have a chuckle. If it's on me, so be it.
"Prybar, you're clear to activate," Felix said.
Turning, he moved toward the elevator in the back of the branch that would lead him down into the underground.
"I'm so excited. I've never been on something like this,"
Felicity said.
"And before you scold me, I'm using a private channel to you only. Andrea set it up for me. She's such a sweetie."
Marching along at his side, Felicity looked like any of his legionnaires, holding her weapon correctly, moving as if she'd spent hours training with Ioana, Victoria, and Mew.
"Prybar 2,
panted a voice into the A-net.
"Phase complete, with 2 non-lethal captures. No fatalities, 1 wounded."
Wonderful. That's an ideal situation.
"Vicky gave me a skill book she'd been holding on to,"
Felicity said, as if reading his mind.
"She's very helpful."
"No. No, she's not. None of them are. You're a poison that's seeped into the entire Legion and taken over. Witch. You're a witch. Can you hear my thoughts, too?"
"No, I can't read your thoughts. But Kit gave me a crash course on how you work and think,"
Felicity said as they entered a strange hallway. It looked like little more than a looping path that led to the break room. Except at the end of it, which had been a blank wall probably 10 minutes ago, there was a steel frame with 2 doors wrenched off their hinges. Moving past it, Felix found himself in the bay that led to the elevator. Legionnaires were securing the area, tending to someone off to one side and locking down their captives. "Phase 3 is a go. Split Miner from Camper and merge with Prybar," Felix said, moving into the elevator directly. "How are we looking, Central?" Felix asked.
"All reports are green. Board is clear. No problems,"
Andrea reported back.
"Phase 3 is a go," Felix said.
Members from both the Camper team, now Miner, and Prybar team, began assembling in the elevator around Felix. This group would be taking the plunge with Felix into the depths of the bank, down into the vaults of the branch to find out what was waiting for them here, what they had tried desperately to keep out of plans and off the radar. In under 20 seconds, the elevator was absolutely packed. They'd measured out how many people they could fit inside during rehearsals, and this was it. Everyone was extraordinarily friendly, ass to crotch, but it was exactly what they needed. Much to Felix's displeasure, in a last-second move as the doors closed, Mew had wedged Felicity directly in front of him. And instead of it being a random legionnaire, which would have eliminated any embarrassment, it was Felicity wedged up against his front. The strange flutter in his stomach threatened to overwhelm him, crawling up through his rib cage and wanting to tear itself loose. Frowning at the odd feeling, one he hadn't felt with anyone else since he'd met Lily and Andrea, Felix tried to clear his head. The elevator lurched and then started to move down.
"I'm sorry. This isn't really how I wanted it to be,"
Felicity murmured. Felix grimaced, wishing he could actually reply to her.
"I mean, I'm flattered and happy that Mew tries so hard to put me into situations like this with you, but it's not what I want. Not really, at least,"
continued the elf.
I want you to care for me. I know I care for you, and I think it might be love, but I'm not sure. I definitely want to explore my feelings with you, figure out if this strange heat I feel in my chest is more than just physical attraction. I don't want it to just be lust, nor do I want you to feel like you're indebted or like you've been forced into this, so I'm sorry. I'll talk with Mio after this, see if she'll understand.
Felix chewed at his lip, thinking on her words. He wasn't emotionally incompetent, but he didn't really understand why so many people wanted to share his bed. Outside of his abilities and powers, he wasn't exactly a great catch.
And since you're probably thinking about it, it's your mind. It's your ability to see straight through to what matters and cut everything else out. To do the right thing, when it's the most evil thing to do,
Felicity said.
That you balance it all out, top it off with what's best for Legion and pull it back through. Everyone calls it being corporate. I call it being a very good leader. Your brother is a great warrior king, but a terrible leader. If you two ever decide to join forces, I pity everyone who stood before you.
Join forces? The elevator came to a stop, and the doors began to open. The dryads at the front of the elevator stormed out as soon as they could, activating warden shields held out in front of them. Falling to their knees, the dryads immediately enforced those shields with their faith. The rest of the elevator emptied out, everyone moving to get behind the shields. Projectiles began to pound into the energy shields. They seemed like heavy rounds or even rockets, considering how bright the shields lit up. Felix dropped down into the position designated for him, flipping the selector to vaporize, also named by Felicia. Felix brought the rifle up to his shoulder. Nosing the tip of his weapon out beyond the shield, he aimed toward an intense muzzle flash and pulled the trigger on his weapon. The kickback wasn't bad, but the bright blue stream of angry light that slammed out from the end of his weapon was explosive. It snarled and whipped through the air, and the entire room turned blue as a number of other legionnaires fired at the same time. When the light from the shields dimmed like they were taking fewer hits, Felix released his trigger. Pulling the weapon back through the energy wall of the shield, he glanced to the ammo box at the bottom of the gun. The blue line was near the very bottom of the gauge. Pulling a new box from his utility belt, Felix pushed it into the loaded box, knocking it out and slid the new one into place. Picking up the nearly exhausted box, he put it into his belt while looking around him. Everyone else was seemingly going through the exact same motion, recharging their weapons and storing the spent cartridges. Turning his attention to the areas ahead of him, he tried to see where the enemies were.
"Ass actual, eyes on?" he asked into his mic.
"Chair three, I sense 8 dead, 2 wounded,"
someone said.
"Odd-numbered teams, pull secondary shields and shift up. Even-numbered teams, work at shifting up the primary shields," Felix said.
Working through sheer muscle memory from hours of practice, the legionnaires began working to secure the area. The shields moved forward, as others went ahead faster with portable shields.
"Seems like it was what we expected,"
Felix said, watching as his teams kept pushing up.
"Any fixed defense that is runs a risk," Felicity said. "It asks for someone to figure out how to break it while it presents something to attack."
"One of the main reasons I keep pushing Felicia to fix up that portal, Vader," Felix said. "I don't want the entryway leading into HQ at all."
"Portal, Vader?"
Felicity asked.
"Minor one, room is clear. All foes are dark. 10 is the count."
Felix turned his head toward the exit of the entry room. Now that everything was cleared and the room wasn't as hectic, Felix had to reconsider his previous words. It wasn't quite what they'd expected. The emplacements were in the walls, behind shields that looked a lot like they were faith-enhanced. Without the dryads, they wouldn't have been able to move forward. This would have been a dead end.
"Rush up and clear. Keep your shields up as you roll," Felix said.
Reaching toward a pouch at his side, he pulled out 2 items. One was a folded-up tripod with attached wheels. Unfolding it, he telescoped out the legs and the central pillar, then set it down in the middle of the room. Putting the second device on top of the first, Felix fit the threaded insert into the bolt and spun it in. Then he pulled up a bar that was attached to the middle and locked it into place. Activating it, Felix stood back and gave it a look. After opening up into a circle the size of a large dinner dish, a portal stabilized itself. On the other side was a cleared-out room in the heart of Old Legion City.
Miner 2, contact and resolution. 6 more enemies, all dark.
That was surprising.
Ass actual. Coming up with the chute, Felix said.
Grabbing hold of the bar that was coming up and beyond the portal, Felix started off down toward the vault. The reason they'd gone through with all this. Legionnaires were dragging bodies of enemies to the sides, securing weapons, and checking pockets as he went by. Anything could provide intel. Even something as simple as a wallet or the receipts in their pockets. People got lazy and tended to feel like they were safe and secure in places like this. Like nothing could ever happen. Like someone would kill them and check their pockets. Wheeling the portal past two large doors, Felix stopped in the center of a large room. All along the wall were deposit boxes of various sizes. Some looked as if they could fit a body, and some looked more like shoeboxes. Three things were clearly out of place, though. A desk, a chair, and a computer. Frowning, Felix wasn't sure what to think. He'd been expecting boxes, a pile of gold, a single person in a cell, even. Not deposit boxes and a computer.
Central, we have a surprise. I need a repeat of Operation Farmer, stat. Please send someone to the asset containment room. Notification on arrival, please, Felix said.
Understood. Operation Farmer to be repeated,
Andrea said. Start opening the boxes, Felix said into the local channel. Dump everything into the portal. Let's go, Legionnaires. We need to be out of here as soon as possible.
Flipping his wrist over, he glanced at his watch. It had only been 5 minutes since they'd entered. They had 55 minutes before the bank was due to reopen, but he wanted to be done within 25. It'd give him 30 minutes to schmooze at the summit and establish his alibi more firmly.
Chapter 11. Parting Shot. Felix stood watching as his people systematically continued to crack open deposit boxes. Each box got a cursory look, and then the contents were swept into a sack if they could be casually tossed around. Anything that needed a second look got a blue tag around the handle for an inspector to come through. If the inspectors couldn't figure something out, it got a red tag, which meant Felix needed to come by and give it a go. There had only been a handful of those so far, and each one had looked like blackmail material owned by certain politicians. Felix had handed those over to Felicity to take care of with Lily and Kit. It wasn't his area, but he knew the benefit of having that type of thing on hand whenever one needed.
Contact, Andrea said over the A-net. 3 targets identified at the edge of the city, heading inward. Supers. Early trajectories show them heading toward your location. ETA is at 15 minutes.
Felix took in a slow breath, considering the options. Opening his channel to the entire team, he chose his course of action.
Closing bell. 10-minute fire sale. Done in 9, 1 to be out, Felix said.
He set a timer on the A-net for 9 minutes and activated it.
Simply put, he ordered everyone to be out of the bank in 10 minutes. That'd give them 5 minutes before the supers even showed up.
All around him and through the A-net, team leaders started calling orders as things were finishing up. The ones in the vault seemed to focus, and then pick out which deposit boxes they could smash open in the last rush. Felix watched it all go down. When the timer got to 3 minutes, the miner team smashed open a few last deposit boxes and started to hurry out of the room. Felix pulled out his special present from Felicia and gave it a once-over to make sure he was holding it right. At 2 minutes, the vault was empty of personnel. Moving to the portal at the center, Felix turned the device off. Once the portal shut, he set down the black hole bomb on top of it and pushed the button at the top. A green circle appeared around the button. Felix held it down for several seconds. The green circle turned red and began pulsing slowly. And that's the 5-minute timer. Turning around, Felix started to jog back toward the elevator. Miu and Felicity were standing at the entry, engaged in quiet conversation. The rest of the team had already gone back up. Both of them looked to him as he came closer.
Time to go. I set up the bomb, Felix said, moving into the elevator. Let's get in and go.
Miu and Felicity got in, Miu tapping the button to send them back to the top. The silence between the two women was obvious, and Felix realized they'd been arguing about what had happened. Switching his microphone off, Felix cleared his throat.
For what it's worth, if the desired effect was to make me aware of Felicity as a woman, you succeeded, Mew, Felix said. Just don't throw her at me like I'm a starving dog and she's a bone, all right? You didn't go wrong, Mew, and you're being a good girl and behaving well. In truth, Mew had been on her best behavior since Felicity had gotten involved. Listen to Felicity. She seems to be steering you in the right direction, and you two are working well together. The ding of the elevator stopped him from continuing. Both women were looking at him now. Mew looked as if she had been given a pat on the head and a treat, though. She was practically vibrating. Activating his microphone again, Felix tapped into the A-Net timer and looked at his watch. 1 minute. Time's up, Felix said. Everyone out. Go, go, go. Move to the last phase. Moving at a quick trot, Felix headed toward the closet. The lobby was empty, and there were only a few Legionnaires left near the portal out. Then Felix was through the portal, Felicity and Mew hot on his heels. Leaders, get a head count, Felix said, moving into the very full RV.
Supers are 2 minutes out, Andrea said. Technician has left the scene, and an assault and robbery report is currently being filed by someone else at the police station, according to plan.
Everyone's on board,
Neutralizer said. He held his hand up against the portal he'd been maintaining, and it suddenly closed shut.
Opening a portal to the clean zone. Everyone out. Standard turn and burn protocol.
A new portal opened in the same place, but it was leading into Old Legion City. Sighing and feeling the collective drop in pressure from everyone, Felix marched through the portal. Then he turned to one side and headed for an area Felicia had set aside for him personally. As much as he tried to be one of the Legionnaires, everyone did their best to separate him.
This is Central. We made an error. The supers are heading for the summit, not the bank, Andrea said.
The summit? Shit. Felix waited in the bathroom, adjusting his tie and feeling very anxious. Kit would be here any minute to change places with him. He needed her to work on the supers who had vanished off the face of the world after getting in range of the summit. The bathroom door opened, and Felix watched himself walk through the door. He was dressed in a charcoal-colored suit with a simple gray tie. Everything about the way he looked matched his own appearance right now in the mirror. Closing the door, Kit, in the Felix illusion, looked at him and let out a breath.
You have no idea how glad I am to see you. It's like being a shepherd for a bunch of angry dogs, Kit said in his own voice.
She gave herself a physical shake. The illusion was broken, and Kit stood there wearing a much more feminine-looking suit, pulling at her in all the right ways. Sighing, she pressed her hands to her jaws.
It's a wonder you don't murder everyone around you at times. I mean, I've seen this happen to you before, but having it directed at me is very different, Kit said.
Snickering, Felix shrugged.
It is what it is. You come to expect it after a while. Anything I need to know? He asked.
No, and I honestly can't remember their names or even their designations. They all have telepathic blocks preventing their minds from being read. Thankfully, they'll have to reintroduce themselves once the summit formally opens in an hour, Kit said. Though it seems like every one of them brought a pretty beastkin woman along, and each seems poised to bounce you straight into a bed.
Snorting at that, Felix wondered if it had been wrong to not curb that rumor. They'd spent a great deal of time actually reinforcing it.
Goody. I'm sure Lily will be pleased, Felix muttered.
Surprisingly, she didn't seem as annoyed about it, Kit said, a frown creasing her brow. She's been with me the entire time, so I imagine she'll be able to guide you as needed. Now, if there's nothing else you need, it sounds like I have yet another job waiting for me.
Yeah, thanks, by the way, Kit. I couldn't have trusted that to anyone but you, Felix said.
Walking over to her, he set his hand on her shoulder, forcing her to make eye contact with him.
I know you feel out of place sometimes, but honestly, I feel like you fit in perfectly as you are. Legion wouldn't be the same place without you.
Kit nodded, dropping her eyes to the ground.
I know, and thank you. All right, I'm going now.
Not waiting for a second, Kit turned, and with a casual wave of her hand, she walked through a portal, and promptly shut it behind her. Glancing into the mirror, Felix checked himself to make sure he looked the same as Kit had. Then he smiled at himself
and prepped mentally. We're just security. We're not a national leader. All I have to do is talk logistics, security, and what we're doing to protect them at the summit. The only other possibility is them asking me to talk about security in Wall and how we're handling the problem with aggressive religions. Expect them to throw their young beastkin girls at you in an attempt to get some leverage. And the girls probably won't even know why they were selected, other than it's part of a job.
Sighing, Felix felt tired and pressured. The supers were a concern for him, though. A big one. A group of powered individuals lurking around the summit right after he'd robbed a bank didn't seem like a good thing. Blinking once and clearing his mind, Felix walked to the door and left the bathroom. Looking around, he realized he was in the large assembly hall they designated as an open meeting room. It was meant to hold everyone while offering them refreshments and a chance to talk with others without cameras around. All around the perimeter, posted at doors, even up in the rafters, Legion security was being run by Victoria. On the outside, Ioana was running her own operation paired to Victoria's. Men and women wandered around the open area talking, sipping drinks, eating finger foods. They were all dressed in very professional attire, looking every bit the heads of nations that they were. Felix spotted Lily and three dryads to one side. Once more, the soul-stealing sorceress was dressed in a professional and very enticing skirt, jacket, and blouse. She must have felt his eyes on her, because her head turned his way and she smiled. Walking over to him, she reached out and ran her fingers along his lapel.
"Welcome back, dear,"
Lily said, moving up close to him.
"Is it that obvious?" Felix asked,
grinning at the fact that she'd immediately known it was him and not Kit.
"Kit doesn't look at me the same way you do, silly. You tend to eye me the way a hungry man would look at a feast,"
Lily said, then gently pulled on his tie. Felix couldn't help but notice the armed young dryads watching the exchange with smiles.
"What do I need to know?" Felix asked, trying to change the subject.
"Nothing. Other than there's a horde of young beastkin women looking for you in your bed. One or two per country, I believe,"
Lily said.
"Otherwise, normal politics. The welcoming ceremony is going to be in about 30 minutes.
Felix smiled and then wandered over to a nearby table. Picking up a glass of water, he looked toward the room again, wondering whom it would be best to talk to.
"Who's Kit already spoken with?" Felix murmured, Lily at his elbow.
"No one. She's made a point of checking security, walking the perimeter, and being aloof. Fitting for your personality, to be honest,"
Lily said.
"Makes it easy, then, to slip into this."
Picking out the Prime Minister of Wall, Felix grinned and set off for her. It wouldn't hurt at all to have her validate his whereabouts later on. Heather was talking to a man in his late middle age. He was wiry, thin. To Felix, he looked like a problem and a half. Walking straight up to Heather, Felix smiled at her when she turned to face whoever was on a crash course with her.
"Ah, Mr. Campbell, I must say I'm quite satisfied with everything you've put together so far for the summit,"
Heather said, her mouth pinching around the compliment as if it was sour. Felix nodded to the woman and lifted his glass slightly.
"My pleasure, of course. We were hired to do a job and we're happy to do it," Felix said. "Legion prides itself in its work and responsibilities."
"Have you met Daniel?"
Heather said, lifting her free hand to indicate the man next to her.
"He's here as an attaché to the nation of Mir."
Felix turned to the man and gave him a once-over. He had gray hair but looked younger than the color would imply. Otherwise, he was a fairly unassuming-looking man. Holding out his hand, Felix gave him a normal, corporate smile.
"I've heard quite a bit about you and your Legion, Mr. Campbell,"
Daniel said, shaking his hand.
"Oh? Good or bad? There seems to be little in the way of middle ground in the country of Wall right now,"
Felix said, giving his hand a few solid pumps before letting it go.
"Both, to be honest. From what I can tell after speaking with so many, though, it would seem as if you're predominantly working in favor of big government and their position on religion,"
the man said.
"I support whatever helps the most people and keeps the government running. I lived in Skipper City in Thailand when the awakening happened,"
Felix said with no false heat to his voice.
"I think I can speak for the hundreds of thousands who died since then when I say there are a number of gods we could do without. They want only to dominate other religions and foster war. Religion is a good thing, and I support its growth and the good things it can do for its worshippers, but not the violent suppression of other religions.
Daniel didn't immediately respond. Instead, he stared at Felix. Deciding he didn't want to play the game he himself was so well trained at, Felix smiled at Daniel and turned to Heather.
It was good to see you, Prime Minister. I'll leave you to it for the time being. I'm going to mingle some more, see if I can meet anyone interesting, Felix said. Good day, Daniel.
Then Felix turned and moved away from the two. He wasn't about to be dragged into a religious debate right in the middle of a religious summit, especially when he was nothing more than the head of security for the event. On the periphery of his vision, Felix saw a woman with red fox ears on the top of her head moving his way. A thick, bright red mane fell down her back. She wasn't dressed as professionally as so many others, but she certainly caught the eye in her slim black skirt and white blouse that had a few too many buttons undone. Off to her side, several other beastkin women with a myriad of attributes were also heading his way. One and all, they were incredibly pretty.
Ah, there they are.
Unable to prevent the incoming event, Felix did his best to ready himself.
Felix, came Iowana's voice over his earpiece. I have several people at the entry who want to talk to you. Also, it appears Legion security is swarming all over the bank. We can see it from the steps.
Coming to a stop, Felix turned his head toward a hallway that would lead him out to the entryway.
They have badges, and they seem as if they're here from the Heroes Guild, Iowana said.
Oh? That's a bit of a surprise. As the fox walked up to him, Felix gave her a broad smile.
Forgive me. You're a lovely-looking beastkin, and I'd be happy to entertain you another time, but I've just been called to the entry gate. Apparently we have some guests that would like to have a word with me. Could I have a rain check, Ms.?
Felix asked, staring into the fox's eyes. Blinking rapidly, the woman smiled at him, canines slipping past her lips in a ferocious smile.
Sarah Ricks. I'm a reporter. And yes, I'll take that rain check. I'll be sure to arrange an interview with your personal secretary immediately, said the fox.
She gave him a small finger wave, but she didn't walk away.
On my way, Felix said into his microphone at his collar as he turned toward the entry.
Any thoughts on what it could be?
Lily asked, matching him pace for pace.
No idea. Seems quick for the other bit, but it could be. It'd mean we missed something.
Or they're just looking for an excuse, Felix said. Stepping into the hallway, he looked toward the end to find a security checkpoint manned by Legion. Off to one side was the office area. That would be where Iowana kept herself situated unless something was needed.
It's something I'd do if I was in their position, Felix admitted. Even if all it did was let me have a chance at interrogating someone I felt would be worthwhile.
Lily grunted, and then started talking to someone on her own earpiece. Passing through the security checkpoint without even a word from anyone, Felix turned toward the office area. Several Adrianas were there, and they immediately stepped aside for him. Moving into the room, Felix saw two people, a man and a woman, sitting with Iowana in her office. They were both wearing supersuits that hid most of their features.
They really do need to get over the spandex.
Hello, Felix said, moving over to stand beside Iowana.
I'm Felix Campbell. What can I do for you two?
We're investigators from the Heroes Guild. We'd like for you to come with us back to the local precinct, said the male super. We'd like to take a statement from you.
Both the man and the woman pulled a badge from somewhere, which was surprising since it didn't seem like they had pockets, and set them on the desk in front of Felix and Iowana. Glancing down at the shiny badges, Felix did a quick check with his powers. They were both genuine, giving him their names, both their real names and their super names.
Well, that's awfully convenient, Felix said, looking back to the supers. What would be the focus of the statement? The last time I had some of your kind show up, it ended in a lawsuit.
Smiling, Felix stared at the woman. He knew she was the senior partner here, based on her rank that had been given back to him by his powers.
I think that'd be best discussed at our local facility, said the male again.
No, Felix said simply.
Unless Becky here can tell me what the actual reason is, this discussion is over. You have no legal recourse to take me anywhere without my permission, unless you have some sort of charge to put against me.
The female super seemed to lock up in her seat. The eyes behind her mask were dull gray and unflinching as they stared back at Felix. Her name was Rebecca, not Becky, but it demonstrated his point perfectly. Blinking slowly, Felix turned his head to one side, not opting to fill the silence. The male super stood up, looking like he was about to reach out to touch Felix.
"I wouldn't do that," Lily said from the doorway. "The last time one of your kind did such a thing, we got a nice payout from it. My client is well within his rights, and unless you have something relevant to discuss with him, it's best if you keep your hands to yourself."
"Unless you'd like to give us another payout,"
said a voice from behind Lily.
Lauren Aston, Lily's second in command, appeared, moving around the lawyer. Short brown hair and blue eyes gave her a very different look than Lily's, though every bit as attractive. Glancing at the new arrival, Felix had to keep himself from smiling. Lily had been keeping Lauren up to date on the comings and goings of the Heroes Guild and law as far as he knew. If anyone knew all the ins and outs, it was Lauren Aston. The male super looked at the female hero, and everyone waited.
"We'd like to talk to you about a bank robbery," Rebecca said finally.
"Oh, that's rather interesting. A bank robbery? I wasn't aware of one." "Where'd it happen?" Felix said.
"Here, right under your nose," hissed the male super.
"I haven't gotten a report on it yet. My apologies, I'll have to look into it. I've been tied up here all day with the summit, you see," Felix said. "Though I'm happy to give a statement, just not where you want me to. If you want to take my statement here and now, I'll be happy to give it. Otherwise, I'll see what time I can book you in for tomorrow." Felix patted Iwana on the shoulder and then left his hand there. "Now, if that's all, you can leave. We're hosting a summit here to discuss global matters. We were asked to provide security for it since, well, the Heroes Guild is little more than a clubhouse now. Isn't it?" Felix asked with a grin.
Chapter 12. Worries. The male super clenched his hands into fists and looked like he wanted to leap out of his seat.
"A clubhouse," he growled from between his teeth. "It's because of people like you. People who sit on the sideline and take pot shots at us."
Felix snorted at that.
"Hardly. You want to know why you've been reduced to under 100 members? Why your resources are stretched so thin you can't even afford to keep all your buildings open anymore? Why the Heroes Guild, the mighty and invincible great hope that it was, has fallen and will be nothing more than a footnote?" Felix asked. "Because your leadership was full of fools." Felix leaned over Iwana's desk toward the male super. "Your leaders squandered your resources. If you want an example that's close to my heart, how about you go look up the incidents in Skipper City involving me? I'm sure you've heard about it."
"A rogue element, nothing more,"
said the male super, the heat in his voice rather subdued now. "A rogue element. How quaint. Yes, that'd be what I'd claim to. For a black kite operation I launched but didn't want to own after the fact. Let's not forget what happened in Thailand afterward. The sheer scope of the surveillance that was put on myself and Legion. I wonder how much that cost, both in manpower and resources," Felix said. There was no response from the super this time. "Now let's move on to the simple and easy-to-spot facts that are pretty available even to the layman on the internet. The Guild waged a war it was never going to win against Skipper, the religious warlords, and every villain who tried to use the events in the world to their own gain. Your leaders frittered away lives like scraps from a plate, as if they were nothing more than replaceable pieces on a board game. And now, after spending years in this never-ending war, you've lost. Your resources are gone, your financial backing spent, and your members dead," Felix said, shaking his head. "For all the world to view, here lies the ruin and wreckage that was the Guild. Died for an idea. That being right or righteous was all one needed to win. That doing everything honorably would lead to victory. And that's not the way of the world. The good guys can lose as easily as the bad guys, and who's who changes in a fraction of a second."
Standing upright, Felix let out a shuddering breath. He hadn't meant to unleash such a tirade, but he was tired of them. Tired of what they represented.
their goody-goody wholesome beliefs that would doom a world for the sake of an ideal. It sickened him.
I think it would be best if we got your statement another time,
said Rebecca, standing up slowly. Adjusting her suit, she continued.
For what it's worth, I believe you're right. The Guild is under new leadership, and we're working to correct everything we can as rapidly as possible. Maybe it's too late, but it doesn't mean we'll stop either. Thank you for your time, Mr. Campbell.
Rebecca and her companion left the office without another word. The silence still and complete once they'd done so.
It's odd they're involving themselves,
Lauren said, raising a hand to her throat.
Very odd. In fact,
Lauren turned her head to one side, the hand at her neck going up towards her ear. It was obvious she was asking some questions to someone else entirely.
You had the guy looking like he was doubting his profession,
Iowana said, tilting her head to the side to look up at Felix.
Chances are he went through substandard training and got pulled up into the active ranks too early. He probably has all the rah-rah stuff still in his head, Felix said. He'll be dead before the year's out.
Felix,
Lauren said, getting his attention again.
I'd like to talk to you about this, but I don't like this location.
Ah, she's not wrong. This isn't the place to talk about anything that's Legion business. There's no guarantee we're safe from people listening in.
All right. Let's go finish up this introductory event and get a leg back to base. We'll need to talk about this supposed bank robbery. I'm sure there's a report waiting for me with my name on it, Felix said. Feeling strange, Felix rubbed his fingertips against his temples. He felt like he should be victorious, that simply having crushed the bank and the people who'd backed the attack on Legion was worth celebrating. But he didn't feel it. Things felt wrong. Off.
Feeling like it was too easy?
Of course it's her. Expecting Felicity, Felix looked up and found her in the doorway to his office.
Feeling like something is wrong. We did exactly what we set out to do. We missed some loot in the end due to the supers arriving, which was odd, but that's how it goes, Felix said, then shook his head. No, something doesn't feel right. I'm missing something. I know it.
Felicity frowned, her lips pursed. Taking a quick breath and letting it out, she walked over to him. When she stood directly in front of him, she looked down into his face.
Felix Campbell, there will always be something you can't account for. Always. And for all we know, you're right, Felicity said.
She reached up with both hands and began to gently drag her index fingers across his brows.
Maybe we've been outsmarted, and they did something we don't know of. Perhaps they know we did rob their bank.
Felix felt his skin immediately prickle at her touch. He felt the need to shiver and pull away involuntarily. His eyes felt heavy, and he closed them most of the way, not really sure what to do with himself. Felicity pulled her fingernails down along his cheekbones, across his cheeks, and back up along his jawbone.
And so what if they do? Let's assume they really do know it was us. That they even have some bit of proof or some idea of how we did it. Does it matter?
Felicity asked.
So long as we're always working as you've made Legion to do, we can change our direction and proceed. Jump tracks and fuck off, as Felicia would say.
Felix nodded his head a bit at that. She was right. Even if they were caught out with their pants down, they could move and shift. Felicity began to lightly use all her fingers to carefully scratch through Felix's sideburns and up into his hair.
And when it's all said and done, we just move on to the next obstacle. From the files in your database, that seems to be the way of Legion in the past. Adapt and overcome, Felicity said. This will be no different.
Closing his eyes, Felix took in a slow breath. The anxiety he'd felt was draining away. Felicity's fingernails methodically worked back and forth across his scalp. He could feel her fingers lightly sifting through his hair as they went.
Now I'd love to continue this, but I can hear the others coming. If you'd like, I'd be happy to pick it up another time,
Felicity said, gently brushing what felt like her thumbs over his eyelids. Then, her cool hands were gone, and the chair next to him creaked. Opening his eyes as a door opened, he watched as Lauren, Lily, and Kit trooped in.
You look like you're feeling better,
Lily said, smiling at him.
Needed a moment to yourself?
Yeah. Something like that,
Felix said, sitting upright in his chair. Or just someone paying me a lot of attention I don't deserve.
All right, so, what did you want to tell me? Felix asked Lauren as she sat down.
Several things. From what the IT department could pull out of that computer you found, it would seem the bank itself is going to go under,
Lauren said, flipping through several documents she'd pulled out of a folio.
Their finances are skewed, and they were already going under. They also weren't completely up and up on their insurance.
Felix frowned and waved a few fingers at the paperwork.
No need to show me. I trust you, Lauren, Felix said. They weren't up on their insurance? How does that even happen?
Lauren looked flustered, pushing the papers back where they'd come from.
I'm honestly not sure. I don't think it's ever happened before. It's always been backed up by the Deposit Insurance Corporation, but that's what it looks like through some loopholes they were exploiting. Everyone who had an account at that location probably won't get their money back from what we stole from them,
Lauren said.
Some will, most won't, and the bank is probably going to go into closure.
Unable to comprehend her words, Felix shook his head.
It didn't make sense.
He'd never heard of a bank running all their accounts without the DIC backing them up. Sometimes banks would offer special accounts without backing, but not everything. Being DIC insured was a point of competition.
Yes, it really is that bad,
Lily said, clarifying the situation.
There's going to be an economic crash for all of Wall.
Felix pressed his hands to his face, thinking.
I've prepared a few slides with some predictions, Lauren said. I'd like to share them and get your thoughts.
Felix waved a hand at her to continue. He was still lost in his own thoughts, and this would buy him some time. The lights dimmed, and the overhead projector came down out of the ceiling tiles. A bright square of white light flared to life. Lauren pivoted the projector around to the wall behind her and the others, then got up. Everyone spun in their chairs to look at the slides. Felix watched through his fingers. Soft fingers trailed up Felix's thigh and then across his lower back. He didn't have to look over to realize Felicity was petting him again. And that was what she was doing. Petting him. Soothing him. Her fingers made small circles over his back and shoulders, unseen by all. Adapt and overcome. Our goal was to hurt those who hurt us, not those who weren't involved directly.
Projected to turn into a large loss for everything invested in it,
Lauren said, looking to the slide and indicating something on it. Frowning, Felix interlaced his fingers and set his chin on them. The simple answer was right there for him to take. They'd lose nothing by returning the money they'd taken to those who were uninvolved. They could act the part of the DIC. It'd even be viewed as assisting the citizens of Wall, and it might earn them some greater political currency.
Yes, this can be turned around to our advantage, rather simply, can't it?
All right, Felix said when Lauren turned to open the next slide. Felicity's hands on his back slid down and away from him. The dark elf leaning back into her seat as if nothing were different.
I think that sums it up for me. I also have an idea of what to do, Felix continued. We have all their account information and what everyone had deposited, right?
Yes, I believe so,
Lauren said, turning off the projector and taking her seat again.
We'll act the part of the DIC. Buy a building we can rapidly turn over into a bank, Felix said, quickly as possible. I only want the Bank of the Legion to do one thing. Take deposits and hold them in trust. That's it. No loans, no investments, nothing.
Lauren and Lily looked at him blankly. Kit was already hard at work taking notes, her pen scratching back and forth across the paper rapidly. At his side, Felicity was also taking notes in her electronic ledger.
Bribe or buy whatever officials you have to, but I want ATM cards that work at whatever ATM they go to, so they can withdraw their cash as they need it. Hire whatever contractors and experts we need to as well, Felix said. Use the proceeds from the below-ground vault to fund all this. Put everything we took out of the main vault into a separate account as a slush fund to pay off those who were impacted by this.
Everyone was taking notes now.
Any questions? Felix asked.
None,
Kit said, looking at him with a wide and bright smile. Lily looked less enthusiastic than Kit, but didn't seem put out about it.
Your inner hero is showing, Kit. Great. Get to work, everyone.
I'm probably going to take the rest of the night off and work on converting as much as possible to points and getting our people back up on their feet. We still have some days of me with my powers, so I want to use it to the best of my ability, Felix said. In other words, I'll be in my office. Kit, Lily, and Lauren all filed out immediately, talking to one another about how to handle his most recent direction change, leaving him alone with Felicity again.
Would you like me to follow up with you and pick up where I left off?
Felicity asked, as soon as the trio of women had left.
You seem starved for personal attention. I take it your wives treat you well, give you what they think you need, but they don't realize you need a bit more attention right now. Have you told them? Asked.
Felix didn't respond. He didn't want to. Lily, Andrea, and Adriana took wonderful care of him. But by and large, they weren't as aware of when he was overworked. He was a bit too good at hiding it. Kept it too deep down inside, it seemed.
I'll take that as a yes. Go, away to your office. I'll join you shortly. I just want to pick up a few supplies,
Felicity said.
Nothing that would even remotely be a problem. I promise, it's innocent, but we'll make this much better for both of us.
Apparently, I'm just easy for you to read. Getting out of his chair, Felix made his way to his office. He'd made the mistake of looking at his inbox as he went. The number of unread emails was 1,063, and that was after they'd been sorted through, as it was still a function of the ANET right now. A never-ending parade of emails, Felix muttered. Settling into the seat behind his desk, he began to pick through them one by one.
I leave you alone for a few minutes, and you get right back to work,
Felicity said. Glancing up from his terminal, Felix was at a moment's loss. Then he glanced at the clock. It had already been 10 minutes, and it had only felt like 2. The lock on the door turning got his attention, and he looked back to Felicity. She was dressed in much more informal clothing now, a blue summer dress that came to her knees and a lighter blue sweater. She had a small basket on her arm, her free hand on the door handle.
I let Lily know I was here and asked Andrea and Adriana to do what they could for me,
Felicity admitted.
Better to be obvious than underhanded.
Moving over to the couch he had in his office, Felicity sat down and patted the seat next to her.
Come over here and put your head in my lap. We'll get back to where we were, Felicity said. And you can talk to me about what's going on behind that mask of yours. Because honestly, it seems like you're keeping too much behind it lately, and you're not getting a chance to let it out.
Felix blinked, looking to the spot Felicity had indicated. He wanted to join her. He felt a strange need to sit there and be pampered. To set down the weight of being the head of Legion for a few minutes and just be taken care of. And he felt guilty for it. A strange, stomach-churning, self-loathing guilt. It wasn't as if Lily, Andrea, and Adriana didn't take care of his needs. They did, and wonderfully so. But he felt like so much couldn't be said. That they wouldn't understand. That they needed him to be strong.
I even made a small lunch for you as well, Felicity said. Come on over and I'll feed you at the same time.
Felicity began to pull out what looked like small sandwiches, cut into bite-sized squares from her basket. Next came small bits of fruit. It all went onto the small end table at the end of the couch.
Well?
She asked, giving him a warm smile. Surrendering to the strange need rather than the guilt, Felix gave in. He wanted desperately to put his head in her lap and give up for a time. Felix got up and slowly went over to her.
Take your coat and shoes off, then lie down, put your feet up over there, and lay your head right here,
Felicity said, patting her lap and setting her basket on the ground. Doing as instructed, Felix found himself staring up into Felicity's face above him.
There. Now, let's just...
Felicity's hand came down and lightly unbound his tie. Pulling the ends apart, she set them to each side of his collar. Then, she reached into his shirt and undid the top 3 buttons. She smoothed down his collar and turned her eyes back to him.
Now, how about you start laying out all those fears in your head? I'll listen,
Felicity said, her fingers sliding through his hair. Not wanting to look into her eyes, Felix closed his own and let out a sigh. I'm tired, Felix said,
surprising even himself when he started talking immediately. For the last 5 years, it's just been a constant battle, one that we were losing until Vince showed up. I'm blocked at every turn. My resources are being chipped away at, and I'm losing people. Felicity began.